We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you think of that little tidbit, Ron? No Casey DeSmith today. Max Legacy.
No DeSchmitty. Again, it's only Tuesday. I don't anticipate they'll play before Saturday or Sunday. I'd like to know that Casey DeSmith is healthy, because I've always been a big believer you need two guys in net,
maybe three.
If you're going to make a long run, although Legacy was great on the game on Sunday, but I'd rather have DeSchmitty ready to go.
Of course, the Islanders having goaltender problems of their own. With Varlamov left the game last night.
After two periods, yeah, didn't come back for the third.
Which leaves Sorokin. But part of me just feels like the system they play, it's any guy practically, and the numbers are going to wind up the same.
They can
suffocate you, can't they? And they probably will for a couple of games in this series. And that's why I think it'll go six. I think the Penguins will win in six. Ron, let's take a little trip around the sports world.
Word?
Yeah, word. Will you go with me?
Let's take a trip around the sports world.
Goodbye to Todd Frazier. You going to miss him?
Hardly knew him. Wasn't here very long. I see people like Buster Olney and, raving about what a great guy he is and a great team guy and great in the clubhouse. And he just didn't hit enough here. Just didn't hit enough, and you got to wonder if he's done.
Would you bring in Albert Pujols?
We talked yesterday.
Or bring up Will Craig?
Nah. I don't know. Like Will Craig, you think he'd be here if they thought anything of him. Pujols, I would absolutely look into, because it would only cost you the minimum. I just don't know that he has much interest coming in a team that you think can lose 102, 103 games. I don't know that he wants to go through that at this point of his career.
You don't think they could lose 102 or 103 games?
I'm just using it.
So why'd you bring it up again?
I'm just using it because to make a point. Does he want to join a team that's that bad? Does he want to play?
If it's his only chance to
Does he want to continue to play that badly? I don't know. Maybe he'll just retire.
I'd imagine he's still chasing some milestones. Meanwhile, on ESPN, two items with very popular sports anchors. Kenny Mayne let go after something like, 27 years? I don't know, something like that. And Chris Berman extended on his 66th birthday yesterday. What do you make of those two
stories?
I'm
not a Berman fan. I've never been. I just think he's a little too gimmicky for me. Kenny Mayne, I liked. I liked him a lot. I mean, Bob Lee was the gold standard for me on that station. He was a journalist. But I like Kenny Mayne. Not so much with Chris Berman. How about you?
I liked Berman a long, long time ago. And did you realize, is this true? My stepson was telling me that 1980 is now further away than 2060. Is that true, Ron? I think it is.
It is.
Think about that.
Because we're 41 years from 80 and we're 39 years from 60.
That's frightening.
No kidding.
Because I remember 1980 like it was yesterday.
I will make a prediction. You or I will not be here in 2060.
All right. I'll bet you that. Horst, do we have a bet? Ring it up. Here we go. I'm going to cash this one in, my friend. I'm going to be 95 in 2060. You taking this bet?
Yeah, I'll take the bet. I'm not going to
write
it down.
Lock it up, horse. Lock it up.
I'm going to have to count on your honor system to make sure it comes true, because I can assure you I will not be.
Not official yet. I'll be 95 in 2060. I plan on being here. I plan on being on a beach somewhere. Might be doing the show.
Joe and who?
Might be doing the show.
Joe and who?
Pirates still won't have finished ahead of the Cardinals in 2060. Ben will still be the Steelers quarterback in 2060, right?
We'll still be saying the Steelers have won 3 playoff games in the last 50 years.
Yes, we will. And Pitt football will go 6-6 in 2060. What else will happen in the year 2060, Ron?
Man, who knows?
All right, that bet's locked up. I'll still
maybe you'll get your own set of clubs.
I'll still be alive.
Again, you're gonna have to be the honor system, whether that comes true or not.
2060. All right, we're locked up on that one. My thoughts, yeah, Chris Berman in the late 80s when I was playing, you know, APA baseball with my friends, and we'd imitate back and things like that. And he had nicknames for all the players.
Be home by 11.
Yes, was a great one.
But then it got old, didn't it?
Yes, this was 1988 or something. Everything got old, including us, but his act did. It did. And the football stuff, too, I thought was great for a while with Tom Jackson. Love that. Tom Jackson, one of my all-time favorite Broncos there, horsey boy. Huh?
I love Tom Jackson as a broadcaster. I thought he was tremendous.
Loved him as a linebacker.
Very good.
How many members of the Orange Crush can you name, Horse? You want to go back and forth, one for one?
It was before my fandom.
Oh, okay. Little Lyle Alzado, Barney Chavis, Louis Wright, Randy Gratishar, Tom Jackson, Steve Foley. They were great, and I loved them dearly. Now, there we go. There's the little lockup. But, yeah, that got old, Ron. Come on. And Kenny Mayne, I'm with you on that. Here's the key for me with Kenny Mayne, is that he kept sports where they belong, which is in the toy store, which is in the entertainment section.
Light.
He's funny, smart, creative, made it fun. I just think he's great. So I would have done this the other way around, but I'm not working in Bristol, am I?
No, you're not.
All right. Tim Tebow, a one-year deal, but it seems to be more of a tryout deal than anything else with his old buddy Urban Meyer in Jacksonville. Ron, here's the question that comes out of it for me. Do you find yourself admiring Tebow for sticking with things like baseball and football at a different position in this case at age 33? Or do you feel like he's a guy who's falling up in the world, continuing to get opportunities because of his name?
Can it be both?
Sure.
I think I would say both. I have no problem with him trying this.
Me neither.
I don't know how many other players would get this opportunity, though, that he is getting. You know, and obviously he has the relationship with Urban Meyer. You know, he's a great...
I love the fact that we both called him that.
Yeah, that's Mike Bianco, the Orlando columnist, named him that. He's a great athlete. You know, if he'd have come out as a tight end, out of Florida, he probably would have been an 8-time All-Pro. He's that good, that athletic. I don't know that he can pick this up at age 33, blocking defensive ends and the T.J. Watts of the world. I don't know. I don't know if he can go over the middle and catch a pass and get knocked into next week at this point in his career, at his life. But I have no problem with him trying.
I agree with you. I think both can be true. I just can't believe he wants to put his body through this at age 33 at that position, which is half offensive line and half catching the ball. I mean, but if he wants to, go for it. And the same with baseball. And I admired him.
I never thought he'd get to double A in baseball.
Neither did I. And put up some decent home run numbers at various points in his minor league career. Obviously, his numbers aren't great. But guess what? A lot of minor league numbers aren't great. I thought that what he did was pretty admirable.
I agree.
Really, in baseball.
He's a great athlete. You know, you can argue, right, top 3-5 all-time college football players?
Yes.
I think you can.
What he did at
Florida as a quarterback, and then, you know, that was more of an athletic quarterback than a quarterback, and we saw that when he got to the NFL. Although on one particular Sunday, he was pretty good.
Yes, he was.
Only one particular Sunday.
Well, he did bring them back that year a number of times late in games. Yeah. He got them to the playoffs that year.
And he won the first playoff game. Boy, I was there that day. Were you there?
No.
I was there. I
was horrified watching on TV.
You know what I remember? So was Ike Taylor. What I remember about that is he was on the field like 2 hours before the game, and I'll bet he threw 200 passes. I don't know what
any
he had.
Any of them complete?
I don't know what he had left in his arm. I mean, he just kept throwing passes, and he had one left in overtime. I know that.
Man, he had a lot left that day. I remember thinking and perhaps even saying that this will be the best game of Tim Tebow's career.
Oh,
it will be.
Not even
and
close.
It was. And it was. It wound up being the best game of his career.
I mean, they still got rid of him at the end of the year.
They got ransacked by the Patriots the very next week. Horse, what did you think of Tebow at the time? Were you excited that day, and did you think he'd be their future?
I thought it was the flavor of the week, but it wasn't going to last.
Did you think they were going to beat the Patriots?
I kind of hoped, but I didn't really have a good feeling about it.
But I
it was
know,
a miracle that we won the first game, so I didn't have a lot of hope going into the second.
But you have to admit that Tebow did. It wasn't just the Steeler game. Tebow had some magic going that year. He brought them back to win a number of times that season.
That's the one thing I was going to say. There was a sense of he just found ways to win games.
Yes.
So there was like that certain
it was like Flutie,
hope in
it was
the back
like
of
Doug
head.
Flutie in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Like his numbers were horrible. The one year he led them to the playoffs and all that. But there was a feeling that he had this magic at the end of games, and that
right.
was Tebow. And
right.
I can picture a little horse, Ron.
Mile high magic.
Mile high magic. That next week when they went to Foxborough, I think he was probably, I'm guessing here, in a Tebow jersey at home, excited as an 8-year-old. Would you guess?
Probably, yes.
Were you in a Tebow jersey?
I don't think he was
actually,
8,
it was probably
in 2012 or whatever it was.
He was in an Elway jersey. How about when Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl?
I was in a Peyton Manning jersey.
Is that beautiful, Ron?
Jumping up and down, hugging my daughter.
I love that. All right, Ron. Tampa Bay Lightning last night started 3 black forwards the lead in the USA Today in their regular season finale against the Panthers, a rarity in NHL history, if not an absolute first. So
I can't imagine it not being a first.
I know. That's the way they wrote it, though. What did you make of that?
Oh, it's great. I mean, you know, the NHL is trying to promote inclusion and, you know, all their stuff this year has been, you know, inclusion of all people, races, religions, sexual orientations. I think it's great. I don't know if these guys are minor leaguers that they just called up for you know, off the taxi squad for this one
Well, John
game.
Cooper, the coach, said, first, they're in the NHL for a reason. They deserve to be here. They've worked their tails off
Absolutely.
To have them all together. They had a little chemistry moving forward in the league. You hope it isn't a story anymore and will be the norm. It was a pretty cool moment. And it was. I caught that on
NHL Network last
night.
I mean, have these guys have played
night.
This year? Any of them had been in games before? Or they were they just called up for this game?
That I don't know,
I'd
honestly.
I'd have to look on that one.
Next story is, what's the guy's name? Bob Baffert?
Baffert,
the trainer of
Medina Spirit.
Medina Spirit.
Medina.
Yeah, Medina.
Okay.
He doesn't believe me, horse.
I'll trust your judgment.
I'm
bad with names.
So am I.
Medina.
That's
Medina.
Why I went to the tape, and
I
they called it Medina,
like Medina
Spirit.
But that's okay. Go ahead. What's the story?
Right.
However you pronounce the horse, we know the horse.
People, he says he's a victim of cancel culture here, Ron, and people in the public don't understand, Baffert said. People in my world, they understand this is all BS. Bob Baffert's not stupid. He refers to himself by his name. We don't use that drug, referring to the drug found in Medina Spirit's system. That horse never had it in him, and we have the documentation. Now,
how did it get in him?
Well, there has to be a second confirmation test, and nothing is official, not even the Kentucky Derby results until they get the confirmation of that. But
now my understanding is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, the horse is going to the Preakness this weekend.
That's yes, but
Baffert's
not
going
right.
to the Preakness.
You know what the penalty should be, Ron, for Baffert? He should have to race in the Preakness.
Okay.
Horse.
You like that horse?
Alert.
Horse, you like that?
Hall,
you like that horse?
Alert.
Pat him on the back.
Horse, you think Baffert should have to run in the Preakness against the horses as a penalty for all this?
I think that would be a good start, yes.
Man, would I tune in for that, Ron? Would you? You're rooting for Medina Spirit? Or are you rooting for Medina Spirit?
I'm rooting for Medina Spirit.
Oh, now, should this be a legit win for people who betted on the second place horse? That's my question.
I've not even read that and saw that. I know the people that bet on Medina Spirit, they cash their tickets. They get to keep their money.
That's a fact. Yes,
but I don't know what happened with the second place.
They're blank out of luck. Yeah, and there's been stories on this. Noted horse racing author Bob Helleringer told the Courier Journal that once a race is over, the betting results are final, no matter what happens afterward. That's wrong, in my opinion. I feel like I have to keep consulting horse on this story for obvious reasons.
Even when they're saying final, there have been races where there's been an inquiry, a protest, like I bumped you, cut you off, and they've changed the results, but they're not official until after they do that. This is what he's saying. These were official, and then the drug test.
The betting results were official. What you're mentioning, I'm sure, is things that happened after the race that before the betting results were final or changed around.
Exactly.
Well, I don't think this is right. I'd be pretty bitter if I bet on the second place horse and I think that my horse legitimately won the race, right? Could this be a lawsuit in the making?
I don't think so, but maybe.
Would you call Shenderovich and Fishman on this one,
damages,
Ron?
Damages, sure.
Horse?
Major horse alert. I like it.
What do you think of this situation? Who was the second place horse, Ron?
I don't know.
Let's just say for our purposes, it was Seabiscuit. If you had bet on Seabiscuit and he finished second in this race, I'd be mighty bitter if the first. Let's say I bet like this was the biggest bet of my life. I was positive this horse would win, and he legitimately won, and I'd feel like I got ripped off. You?
Well, yeah, because if he doesn't lose to the steroid horse, he wins.
I wonder what recourse they could have. What legal recourse they could have?
I don't know. It's a very good question because I don't think this has ever come up before, has it?
Has it, Ron? I'm sure there's been another horse disqualified for a failed drug test.
There has to be. You know, I don't know.
But one that won?
Yeah, I would think at some point.
After all the bets were paid off.
Probably a Bob Baffert horse at some point, I think.
Yeah, he's a cheater. He's the a Belichick legend, of though. Horse racing.
All right, Ron. That guy annoyed me all along, and he keeps annoying me more and more every single day. Coming up, one of our favorites, Mr. Jim Colony, will join us to talk. We're definitely going to talk a little horse racing. We're going to talk a little hockey, talk a little Mitch Keller.
Club etiquette.
Club etiquette, for sure. That's coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.